So here we are at the end of 2020. What a year, huh? While it hasn't been a full year since I started this podcast, as that's still another month away, I thought this was the perfect time of year to reflect on my podcasting journey. Yes, I thought I was so knowledgeable back in April 2020 when I recorded episode 17, How to Start a Podcast. And I guess I did know some stuff back then. I did know how to set one up. But 56 episodes in, I've learnt heaps more. And I thought I'd share that with you now. I'll also throw in some highlights from past guests and all that kind of stuff too. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. If you're eager to grow your health and wellness business via effective marketing methods while maintaining your own health and wellness, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I help business owners just like you overcome their fear of failure and find the courage within to step up, show up, and make an impact on the world, while also living a lucrative life and reaching their full potential. And I do this through strategic marketing advice and engaging conversational copywriting at Right Time Marketing. So feel free to book in a free 30-minute discovery call with me after listening to today's episode. The details are in the show notes. So yeah, the Marketing Me podcast has been a fun and wild ride this year. I'm so glad I started it back at the end of January, even without knowing what 2020 was going to look at. It's kept things consistent for me and I've absolutely loved it. I've even, you know, I've run a couple of webinars based on my learnings, like talking about the power of podcasting. And as a result of that, even, you know, City of Parramatta have asked me for assistance with setting up a podcast with them in 2021. So that's going to be pretty cool. No, like I definitely can't call myself an expert and I'm not going to go out and start running podcasting courses and, you know, really delving into that area. But, you know, podcasting is one little piece of the content marketing puzzle, and it's definitely helped me in regards to I can talk about putting together an effective content strategy because I'm living it. You know, I've been doing this podcast all year. I've been doing all these webinars this year. That's, you know, another aspect as well as the emails or social media. I'm doing all this stuff. And I'm getting more and more people saying they're seeing me, that, you know, I'm being more visible. So I can safely, comfortably tell people that I'm living proof that this content strategy stuff works. And obviously my podcast has been a very big playing piece in all of that. And, you know, look, everyone does run their podcasts differently as well. I'm actually interviewing Darren Saul shortly, so that'll be in January, I think, going live, and he'll share about his podcasting journey and how he coaches people in that area. But, you know, from my personal experience, I know I want to keep doing this podcasting thing for the unforeseeable future. It's just been, it's, you know, I think I said before, you know, it's been a win-win-win kind of a thing where I win because I get to speak to these amazing guests. And I get to pick their brain for about an hour or so, learn from them. And I have people come on the show who, you know, I'm interested in that area of health and wellness or business growth. So I'm learning from talking with them. You guys are all learning from listening in. And the guests are also benefiting. You know, I've had some beautiful stories lately of, you know, people listening to their podcast episodes, find them on Google, and then, you know, then wanting to work with them. And so it's like, yes, this is why you should be a guest on a podcast. Guys, get onto it. Go look out for potential podcasts to be on, because it's not just about the host. It is about the guest as well. Like, you've got so much value to offer. And by being on a podcast and people having the opportunity to hear your voice and connect with you, hear your story, it's just so, it just can be a major leap forward in that decision-making process with potential clients. versus someone else who hasn't been on podcasts, hasn't been presenting themselves on videos, you know, hasn't been putting themselves out there. So definitely get onto it. Yes, if you're in the health and wellness space and, or you know, in marketing business space, 100% reach out to me. I'm usually booking up guests months in advance just because I like to be organized with that. So if you are interested, just please reach out. And if I think you'd be right, you know, the good fit for the podcast, I'm very happy to have you on. So on that note, you know, I thought I'd answer some frequently asked questions when it comes to podcasting, just as a way to guide me through this episode. I've only written myself these questions. I haven't fleshed out the answers. So this is going to be really, once again, I'm pushing myself to off the cuff here. But yeah, so one of the questions I did put together here was, how do you find guests? And, you know, I guess... guests. One of the key ways that I've found people is through my networking. And you would have known that through, you know, all my episodes, I quite often say where I've met the guests from. And a lot of them have been through my BX networking or through other networking that I've been doing throughout the years. And they've become, you know, friends or long-term connections. So that's been a great source. And then I might talk to someone, they go, oh, I know someone else would be great for your podcast. And it's just kind of flowed on from there. I've had someone previously, I was talking about my podcast and they just jumped in and said, oh yeah, you know, you should go on Source Bottle. Hi Beck. that episode recently went live. To find guests. And I'm like, I don't need to go out actively seeking it too hard because the guests are just naturally in my network. I'm just meeting people all the time, hearing what they do. And I'm like, I'm sure there's a great angle that would work well for the podcast. So that's how I get inspiration for topics as well, if you're wondering that. It's just based on talking to people. And I just usually through the conversation, I'll be like, ooh, actually, that'd be a really cool angle. Haven't talked about that kind of thing in the podcast before. Let's bring you on. That'd be amazing. So that's roughly how it happens. Occasionally, you might see me do a random call out on socials, I guess. But it's really been organic just through conversations with people. And of course, yes, 100%. Reach out to me if you are interested. I had some people recently reach out who are part of like podcasting agencies and they're like, oh, I have here like five names of great people. I've just added them to my list of names to go through in 2021 and start reaching out and weeding through them. I've stuck with mainly Australian guests this year. I did have one interview just the other day, my first international guest, which will go live next month. But I have kept it mainly Australian, mainly because I know so many local people who are awesome. I don't necessarily want to go offshore to cover a topic where someone within my local network could cover that topic really well. So I am, you know, all for global, but I am very much about supporting the local guys as well and the small guys and girls. so that's been how I found my guests. Another question I've asked is, how much time do you allocate to the podcast each week? So this is varied throughout the year. I think when there was kind of lockdown, I was only really doing one interview a week, moved up to doing two interviews a week at one stage. Basically how that happened was I set up Calendly to allow guests to book in directly rather than, you know, trying to work out dates and times that suited everyone. And by doing so, I'll create two time slots, like a Wednesday 10 a.m. and a Friday 10 a.m. so people have options. And then I kind of would blink and suddenly in that 1 week, both slots would be taken up before I had the chance to block one out. But, you know, I absolutely loved it. So I didn't mind doing two podcast interviews a week. It just meant, and especially if I then in my Google Calendar scheduled something straight after, the intros, which I like to write afterwards, sometimes would only be written a week later. And then I would send that draft to the podcast guest to sign off on. And 99% of the time, they were completely happy with it. And then I'd find the time to record it. So I did find that stretched it out a little bit. And I wasn't as productive as I could have been. So what, basically what I found as well with when I was doing two guests a week was that because of my schedule, I might be interviewing them in this month, but the episode might not be going live for 2 months or even up to 3 months. And I thought, that just feels a little bit too far in advance. So for a period there, a couple of months, I think it was like September, October, I did have 2 episodes published a week. And I thought that would build up a momentum as well. And I have also done that for December just so I could have that week off last week for Christmas. So, you know, otherwise for next year, I will only be doing 1 interview a week. And I just so I can be more productive with it all, rather than doing it at 10 a.m., which I thought, yeah, I'm freshest then, that's great. That's also the freshest time for my writing. And so what I realized is that I'm better off, you know, doing my interviews at like say 2 p.m. And I'm going to do it going forward, 2 p.m. on a Friday, unless that day absolutely does not work with the people expressing interest in being on the podcast. But by giving myself Friday at 2 p.m., you know, we chat within, you know, an hour, 2 to 3, and then the rest of the afternoon, I'm putting together that intro, recording it, not worrying about getting their approval. I know what I'm talking about. I know I'm a good writer. So I'm not double checking and adding to that time process. So then, yeah, I'm basically from 2 to like 5 p.m. on a Friday, get that recorded, intro done, upload to my Google Drive and notify the podcast VA that's ready for editing. And what I haven't yet, so as you know, I haven't been editing my own stuff. They've been doing it, doing an amazing job. And I've had my work experience, a girl, Natasha Kingsley, all year she's been with me, comes on a Thursday morning for like 4 hours, minus COVID, and more recently it's been fortnightly. But she's been then uploading it to Wooshka, and that's just been fantastic. It's just been something fiddly I haven't had to do. Now, going forward, I'm going to be handing over to my VA, Mai, to do that for me. So Natasha can free herself up to other work experiences, opportunities next year and all that kind of thing. But ultimately, yes, I just want to be doing the interviewing, run that intro, then flicking it off and have it edited and uploaded without me spending that time in it. So it's a long-winded way to say, I have been in the past spent up to like 3-4 hours a week on my episodes, but I do want to bring it back to just a couple of hours maximum a week. When I do my own podcast solo ones as well, usually I make them scripted. But my last couple, I've tried to be better with that because then it becomes this whole process of me writing it out first as well. So I'm getting a bit more, tightening that process up. And now it is business as usual. I'm feeling very comfortable with all of that. So in terms of the cost of it, so it's roughly, $350 a month for the podcast VA. And, you know, with my offshore VA, Mai, that it's just obviously part of the 80 hours she does with me a month. So whatever the small fraction of time it takes her, and obviously it's going to be quicker as we go. But I'm pretty comfortable with that because, you know, my podcast is one of my, like I said, a key playing piece in my marketing strategy. $350 for a month is actually a pretty good investment when, especially lately, and just to let you know, anyone who is done a podcast, it can take up to 9 to 10 months to really build that momentum. I'm feeling it. In the last couple of months, I've felt it. I've had more people come into me going, I've heard your podcast. I'm loving it. I want to work with you. And thanks to Beck Darrington sharing the Sauce Bottle episode in her daily emails. Oh my gosh, thanks, Beck. That was just amazing for my downloads. It just went up my stats. It was like 134% increase in a week thanks to Beck doing that. And I would love to, going forward, get more high-profile guests that could help me out with that. So I have had, you know, just talking about high-profile here, you know, Kate Toon, which is pretty awesome. Who else? Carly Lyon, Arani Duggan from, you know, Ronald McDonald Charities. And, yeah, I want to get those bigger names as well. I've reached out to Jill and Josh Stanton from Screw the 9 to 5, because that's a podcast I love listening to. And they agreed to have to Josh come on in the new year. So that would be absolutely amazing. They have a great audience. So watch this space. Oh, and Ruby Lee as well. Ruby's another big name in like the coaching health space. So yes, I'm looking forward to future growth. But I think what something I want to say as well in terms of the downloads and monitoring all of that, you can go through this whole comparisonitis thing where I'm in podcast groups and yeah, have people saying, just hit the 10,000 downloads, had the podcast for 3 months. And it makes you go, crap, I've had 1,000 in like 6 months. What am I doing wrong here? But the thing is, you know, this podcast, as someone did say, it's like an indie podcast, which is ironic because my daughter's an indie. But because it's health and wellness marketing, it is pretty niched. And so it isn't going to be as general of, you know, like, okay, so yeah, Kirsty Fruchia, that's another big name. The Art of Decluttering podcast is relevant to everyone. So they're obviously going to have a wider reach and get those downloads a lot easier than as if you have a really niched podcast for particular people. However, if you have a particular podcast for particular people, you're more likely to get business from it because you've really niched down. They know you're talking to them directly, and that's all going to be quite beneficial in that regard. So at the time of me recording this podcast, my stats are, I mean, because like they have gone up significantly, but I've cracked the 2,600 mark. And as of the 30th of November, I was like 2,400. I'm like, oh, I just want to get 2,500. So thanks to Beck, her episode went live on the 30th of November, which was a little strategic. And so, yeah, I'm at 2,635. I'm looking at my screen now. And I'm recording this at the beginning of December. So I just be patient with it. And just like even like, oh, there's only 75 people listen to it. You know, it's not the three figures or whatever. But that's still 75 people. Like you can go to an event with 75 people and they've all listened to at least one episode of yours. So it's just don't forget. And, you know, if you make an impact on one person and they, you know, end up working with you, it's a big contract, it's all worth it. So don't focus too much on the numbers. Just, you know, do your best. As long as you're enjoying it and you're getting good feedback from people, then just keep with it. Someone said recently, you know, a challenge of doing 100 dodgy videos. And it's like, don't reflect on your podcast. Go, I'm still saying a lot. I'm still not confident. Who cares? You are doing it. People will appreciate that you're at least trying with this stuff. And don't underestimate the value that you have to offer. Okay. I'm sure the content is absolutely brilliant. So that's, you know, and so just to go into my next question, which was what type of results have like I gotten from my podcast? You know, yes, I have had the queries come through. I mean, listen to your podcast. I love to work with you. And then, you know, it's converted into like a website job was one of them. One has potential to turn into like an ongoing collaboration with a digital marketing agency, which I had a chat with him the other day and he seemed honored for me to have the time with him. And I'm like, you're like this big international company. I'm honored to be talking with you. So you just don't know who is listening and absorbing everything you say. And it could be 6 to 12 months before they reach out to you. But I, you know, and I bump into people at networking events and then they're like, oh, I'm listening to your podcast. I'm loving it. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. That's good to know that you are listening, you're tuning in. So whenever you are recording, just speak to those people. Write it down if you need to and remind yourself, collect that great feedback, ask for more feedback, even if it's a bit negative. And, yeah, you can make your podcast go, you know, really well. What I thought I'd also cover up here is, you know, have there been any favorite episodes? Now it is like 56 episodes in. It is like choosing my children, but I thought I'd just kind of quickly go through some of the episodes and just highlight some of the guests or how it came about or something like that. Just little stories, you know, behind the scenes with that stuff, because I know that can be a bit juicy. It might be overly juicy, but like just going back, you know, my the first guest interview I did was, you know, it was Sarah Keane. It was great that she was willing to be my first. We know each other for way back, but that was a great springboard going, I can do this. This is a good episode, you know. So that was a lot of fun. And then moving into Cynthia Painters, the next one. And that's actually been one of the most listened to episodes on voice visibility and profitability, why your voice matters. So check that one out if you, you're really eager to do more of those Facebook Lives. That was a brilliant episode. And I think Cynthia's shared it a few times, which is why the listens are up there. It's all worthwhile, people. Just, if you're a guest on my show, please share it or any other show. Other episodes to note, I loved, like, Julie Warner's was a massive eye-opener as well with self-publishing. It just made me realize just how easy it is to publish my own book. I kind of set myself these barriers thinking it was very overwhelming. Haven't done it yet, but maybe I'll start writing in 2021. I'm hoping to free up a bit of time to do my own writing. So who knows, maybe I'll get that happening in the new year. And what was else really awesome? Lisa Kanebe's online course creation episode was also fantastic because I, at that point, had never thought about, or had thought about doing an online course, but felt overwhelmed. And she made me feel a lot more comfortable with doing it. And so come, you know, in my little experience this year when COVID meant I couldn't run my 6-week masterclass, I had the confidence to turn it, what I had, into a 6-week online course, thanks to her. And a big shout out to Kate Toon as well for having me, letting me interview her. That was my first big name. Other names, other episodes to really point out. Oh, well, Brittany Davison's, which is the Practicing Piercing with Care, one of my health ones. She was actually one of the first ones I realized, you know, how a podcast can help you with your exposure, because I looked at my Google Analytics. I don't look at it very often. I probably need to more than I do, but it's like heels piercing was coming up in my Google Analytics, and it's because people were searching for her and our podcast episode was coming up on the first page of Google when they searched for her. And then people obviously clicking through to my show notes page. So that was kind of the first indication of me of just showing the benefits for my guests. And then obviously I use that information in my webinars to say, this is one of the reasons why you should be doing the podcast stuff. Other ones to shout out, I'm just scrolling through. Who else was a really good one? And yes, everyone else who I'm not mentioning, I absolutely loved your episodes. I can't go through every single one, but I speak out to a couple of these. But yet, so many of these guys, just at first glance, are through the BX referrals, which is absolutely amazing. So through like Ingrid Galloway, who I still have to meet face-to-face, but we've gotten well connected online. Katie Jones, Stephen Franks has now been hanging out in my world. He's come to some of my meetups and presented at one of them. That was brilliant. And Kathleen Ann's episode back in August, it was her episode after we finished recording that finally made me go, all right, I'm going to join BX, because I'd spoken to all these great people and she's a regional leader. So I'm like, all right. So that was a good one there. Arani Duggan's episode, yes, about Ronald McDonald House Charities. I'm like, oh, it was just an honor to be able to speak with her from such a big, well-known charity and talk about their online fundraiser. That was a lot of fun and very insightful. Who else? Kirsty Frugia, yes, talking with her about decluttering in your office space. And, you know, I've known her for a long time, but kind of cool because, yeah, like she has that big podcast and she shared it out to the network. Ruby Lee, you know, coaching with her on memberships and masterminds. I actually go back and listen to that episode because I do want to develop a mastermind going to 2021. So watch this space, but also grow my membership. Maury Morgan's one I just want to shout out as well. He was one of the first people who came to me, random email. I've been listening to your episode, your podcast, loving it, How to Become a Guest. I'm from School of Hard Knock Knocks, which I'd already heard about because I knew some friends who had gone through it. And I was like, ooh, I know of that place. That's awesome. And he wants to come on my podcast. So that was a moment of, yeah, of truth that random people outside of my network are actually listening to my podcast. Keith Whalen, Writing Successful Grant, he is just a wealth of knowledge. So listen back to that. And yeah, and then moving into, you know, my Mental Health Awareness Month, which was an idea I had back at the beginning of the year when I was talking to someone in that space. But yep, I like the idea of having a theme. I'll probably do that a little bit more in 2021. I have to put some structure around that. But I really liked saying all my episodes in October were going to be mental health related because that's something close to my heart. I've known people who've, you know, been through mental health issues. So, you know, I had my cousin Josh, you know, about his film, you know, Living the World's Best Life and how he moved from, you know, his path of being a solicitor. So that's a really insightful one. And Melissa Ferengi, never pronounce it right, but, you know, how she also turned her life around and she has this amazing mindset. Katie Moriarty, also about doing less and working through a true flow state, and Cindy Shames about positive mindset. Love those episodes. So even if you don't have a business or a health and wellness business, those are amazing episodes that are just relevant to anyone. So tune into those. Yeah, and just to quickly go through, like, yeah, November, we had like, yeah, Lucy about branding, Perry about sales, and I hope to work more with Perry into the new year with some sort of, I don't know, collaboration where, you know, sales and marketing go hand in hand. So that was a great one where Perry reached out to me via LinkedIn. We did a little voice message, video message swap thing, and now he's become a really good connection. So, you know, don't underestimate LinkedIn people for those connections. And yeah, and Beck Darrington's, as I said, amazing publicity she gave me. And then, yeah, the other episodes in December, Linda with the detoxing stuff. I've done my first couple of detoxes and amazing. I'm so glad I spoke to her. Louise with the brain health and Estelle, the comfort eating. Once again, those are really great episodes, even if you don't have a business. And then Clayton, yeah, we talked about the outsourcing offshore. And, you know, I've had a really great experience so far with my, as my VA. And I highly recommend, I mean, recommending Clayton to so many people. I think I'm going to get onto some sort of commission package. But that's just, you know, a very brief overview. And yes, I've only just mentioned some names there, but I've loved every single episode, even my solo episodes, which I often just, they're often rehashed from free webinars I've done or blogs I've done. But I'm always making sure to at least do one solo one a month. So you can obviously hear my voice, not too much of it, but, you know, you do hear what value I can bring to you if you do need help with your content strategy. But yeah, so I'm going to type here because I'm recording this right before school pickup and I have to get my daughter shortly. But long story short, this has been an amazing year. I knew that podcasting would be my thing, considering I've done, you know, training with the Speakers Institute, I've done debating at school, radio interviewing and TV presenting courses. I'm like, I was made to have a podcast. It just makes sense. And just having this opportunity to share all this valuable information with you, it's just felt great. Like, I feel like I'm really giving back value to the world. So if you do want to work with me, you'd like what you've heard across my podcast throughout the year, please feel free to reach out at the discovery call thing. I do give feedback in those 30 minutes too, by the way. I'm not just listen, then try to sell. I do like to really learn about your business in that time and work out if we can work together. But I have my membership group, which is, you know, a low investment per month. and you have access to me for group coaching and, you know, masterclasses and little challenges and things like that. So that's, you know, the basic way you can work with me. I think I'm going to put my price up to, you know, $47 a month. Start with that, or you can build up to, you know, half-day content strategy sessions with me. Brilliant for organizing for 2021. 4 hours, and, you know, within a half a day, you go from nothing to a three-month plan that you know you have to carry out, or I can help you carry out. So very, you know, I go first hour, we chat together about your goals, marketing you want to do and everything like that. Then 2 hours I go on my own and I put together, I love strategy. So I put together a little strategy for you. And then the fourth hour we come back and I go through it and make sure you're comfortable to roll it out, or I let you know rates if you do want to outsource it to me or other people. So that's, you know, that at the moment at time recording is 9:47 plus GST, will probably go up in the new year. So reach out to me if you are interested in that. I would love to lock that in with you and really get you feeling more focused for the year ahead. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling focused. I would love to help you with that as well. And then, of course, I do want to move more into, yeah, one-on-one strategy as well, as a ongoing basis, have you have like a coaching type arrangement. And that I'm going to be putting together how that all looks very soon, including like a six-month mastermind type thing with, you know, group coaching sessions and the one-on-ones and training modules and all that fun stuff. So watch this space. That is coming soon to you in 2021. I'll give you more updates as we go with the podcast. But thank you so much for tuning in throughout this year. Or if you are new to the show, go back over your break and tune into other episodes. I know you'll absolutely love them. Feel free to, yes, remember to subscribe, leave reviews, and share it with your network. I would absolutely love to get the word out more and make 2021 an even bigger and better year. So thank you so much for your support. Happy New Year. And thanks for tuning in today's episode. You can find show notes at marketingandme.com.au. And if you enjoy listening, subscribe, leave me a rating and review via your podcast app or at ratethispodcast.com/marketingandme. Remember, reach out to me via LinkedIn if you're interested in connecting. Just search for Leanne Shelton. And if you want to learn more about generating leads or outsourcing your copywriting to me and hopefully a team in 2021, head to my website, righttimemarketing.com.au, or book in that discovery call. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.